kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
You either go to church.
So, you know, what we have happening in America, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, March 10th, 2022, is, you know, everyone is increasingly socially engineered and groomed into Pan syndrome. And it's all, everything's funny and everything's a joke and everything's okay because we're all just little kids in Never Never Land. It's fun. And deviant, sinister bad guys who are minions themselves groom their social engineers and their PR outlets to laughingly persuade and influence the public. But really what's going on is low-intensity operations, low-intensity conflict, laughing us straight to hell with their NLP, their neuro-linguistic programming techniques, to hypnotize people and get them to go along, like little children. Alexis de Tocqueville observed in Democracy in America, again, Volume 2, individualism is a, speaking of America, individualism is a mature and calm feeling which disposes each member of the community to sever himself from the mass of his fellow creatures and to draw apart, because, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. And to draw apart with his family and his friends so that after he has thus formed a little circle of his own, he willingly leaves society at large to himself. I don't know about you, but I mean, I think of my grandfather, for example. Contrary to this other thing, you know, again, Tocqueville, above this race of men stands an immense tutelary power which takes upon itself alone to secure their gratifications and to watch over their fate. The nanny state. What if we were more of that, you know, cut from that cloth of individualism is a mature and calm feeling which disposes each member of the community to sever himself from the mass of his fellow creatures. And we all, you know, that's where you create stability. If everyone is operating in uniform fashion and has no spine, has no backbone, then wherever the wind blows, which sounds kind of like, I don't know, something that I've read in the Bible. Something about, you know, We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. Something like that. I digress. Got to finish this stuff up. Get to a little bit of John Taylor Gatto. First to the phones, Patrick in Texas. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
There was a quote that I saw. If you can't treat a man like a, first treat a man like a man. If you can't treat him like a man, treat him like the animal that he is. And you know, Jefferson or something, I believe it was. It was Patrick Henry says, history is the lamp that lights my way. Mm-hmm. You've got to know. You've got to have some reading abilities and things. And, mm-hmm. You know, they prey off of people's, you know, ignorance, and they feed them what they want, and nobody can counter them because they got a monopoly on that too. One thing, quote, you just kind of got me chuckling there is memes is power. Mm-hmm. Where did I hear that, man? That's what famous person quoted that one, you know? That's pretty good. But that's true. It's like they used to say, money is power, and Useless Mullins says, no, money is not power. Knowledge is power. And it goes back to that memes. Memes is power. And these days, because people communicate with pictures like that, it's very powerful. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about a little bit about in the news is Don Bass and everybody's all saying, oh, the Nazis are being the big troublemakers down there. They're being bought and paid for. It's like Biden came down in 2014 and brought these mercenaries in and start, destroyers to go in there and disrupt everything.
Which is kind of what I was talking about when I said there's a provocation, then there's a response to the provocation, and then there's a call to R2P, responsibility to protect. Look what he's doing. Well, what happened before that? Was there a provocation?
That's a good question. I don't know exactly how they kicked that off. Probably Russia was already, engaging in a battle there. That was been brewing for quite a long time, but nobody ever brought that to light. I don't know. One thing I wanted to say is these everybody's got their talking points now. They have wrapped up a bunch of their mercenaries, paid mercenaries by Jewish oligarchs. We already know that. It's called the Vlasov, Vlasov. It's a Russian general who fought with the Nazis. But the truth of the matter was, just like him, and then there was another guy by the name Admiral Kolchak, who was, these were white Russians. They were fighting the Red Army, as it were, who were slaughtering people led to the basic 60 million killed and something like maybe 10 to 30 million in Ukraine that was killed. But they were fighting them. So you're basically, they're cloaking themselves as Nazis in this Vlasov battalion, which are actually the mercenaries, and they're just slick. It's slick marketing. Mm-hmm. Nothing could be further from the truth. These guys were actually patriots fighting the communists. And then these idiots were saying, oh, the Red Army liberated. The Red Army liberated nothing. You look at the Yalta Agreement. Ask any European, they'll tell you, man, we lost Europe. The Stalin took it all. It all went communist. Thank you very much, allies, for saving us. So I think it's ignorance. And they're all just playing to the camera, and they all want to get on Fox News with Paul Hannity. It's disgusting. And how do you counter that? I don't know. Memes is about our best tool, apparently.
Well, I don't think you can beat the devil at his own game. And what you said about the communist bent, I think that speaks to why Patton basically said we should have been fighting with the fascists against the communists, but I think that's a false dichotomy. I think that's the technique of infamy that Ezra Pound mentions, inventing two lies and getting people arguing heatedly over which one is true. So both forces were funded by the same interests and backed by the same interests, which is big, what you would call big tech back then, big industry, and the international industrialist.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go. You're on it. I just wanted to, because this Ukraine thing is really cooking. I mean, I wouldn't touch it because it's not our problem. We got problems here. We got our own history that they screwed up. I'm still trying to argue with people about. They're all thinking that you know, they're stealing our history, erasing our history, and so on and so forth. You know, just as feverishly through all of their, you know, through their Wikipedia and all of their, you know, instruments, you know, and we're desperately trying to go back and hang on to our culture. Because if we don't, everybody else knows who they are. The poor white guys do not know their actual history. They don't know, you know, like I'm a Christian identitist, so I don't want to drag you down there if you don't know where I'm talking there, but.
I do, you know, and we've had that conversation on this broadcast, and maybe we'll save that for a later time.
Okay. All right. We'll let you go. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Patrick. Much appreciated, as always. Here are some, I don't know, most people know what they've been fed. Honestly, I mean, it's just, again, it's a provocative irony to say, hey, you know, we're woke. But, you know, before it was the pejorative it is now, it was still a pejorative. You know, this idea that people are waking up, I've maintained for a long time that there are different flavors of Kool-Aid. And, you know, just because you swap flavors of Kool-Aid doesn't mean that you are off the Kool-Aid. So, you know, maybe we ought to have a quick history lesson on Jonestown, for example. So it's just fascinating. People say this and then, you know, are you really going out and finding things and, you know, thoughtfully considering things? Is that something, or does it just become sort of a morbid addiction of itself? But, you know, if you are finding things for yourself, is it, you know, the more, in my experience, the more difficult it is to find, probably the more valuable and meaningful it is. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of breadcrumbs scattered around out there that lead to nowhere, little limited hangouts everywhere, and a lot of disinformation intended to, you know, keep you from ever finding anything meaningful. And so, you know, how do you weed through all of that deception? And a lot of it's unintentional, people regurgitating things that are meaningless, not meaning any harm particularly. Anyway, here is something different. Putin, Klaus Schwab's WEF is trying to usher in a new world order. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that the World Economic Forum is attempting to usher in a new world order for humanity by planting operatives in high-level government positions around the world. It's really not, if it's a conspiracy, it's open conspiracy, because that's what Klaus Schwab said when he sat down with David Gergen at the Harvard Kennedy School. So we penetrate the cabinets, penetrating the cabinets. Again, it sounds like warfare to me. Is this guy elected? And anybody who's affiliated with this, you know, person probably is unfit to hold office, in my opinion. Should we play the Jacinda Ardern clip? I think we should. See if I can dig that up real fast. You know, she says it. Two classes, basically. The vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And it's not just about vaxxed. It's about control. You will obey. She says in the first few minutes of that New Zealand Herald clip, and there's more that we could play, but, you know, some people have jumped on, I think some have even commented on this broadcast about how she seems, why is she grinning like the Cheshire Cat when she talks about her countrymen committing suicide, people committing suicide as a result. And if you watch the extended clip, and that was at WEF too, I believe, what was that, 2020, whenever it was. You know, if you watch it a little longer, maybe that's just, you know, it's not her being giddy. It's just, you know, maybe, I mean, there are some people who smile as a result of discomfort. I'm not saying that she's one. I'm just saying that just because a person smiles or doesn't smile doesn't necessarily mean anything. But it is odd. You know? She seems to be not smiling shortly after, but it is odd, especially, well, when she says things like this. Go ahead, please.
So you basically see it. This is going to be like, well, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep. Okay. Yep.
Can you describe that you were previously hoping not to be able to, not to have to do that, I guess, when we still looked like we could maintain elimination across the whole country?
So that's what it is.
Because,
yep.
I think it was...
It's two different classes of people. That's absolutely what it is. Yep, that's... Mm-hmm. The vaxxed and the unvaxxed. If you're vaccinated, you have rights. If you're unvaccinated, you don't. I mean, that's... I think that's chilling. That's Orwellian, isn't it? These people on this list of young global leaders are unfit to hold any public office, in my opinion. Speaking of suborned, who knows? You listen to Justin Trudeau's brother. Half-brother, is it right? He sounds like he's got his head screwed on half straight. Is Justin Trudeau a political hostage? You know, is he making hostage videos? You know, some people say, do you know, you know, about his family, his father, and... you know, generational evil, you might say. Yeah. But you never know. I mean, I don't want to speculate too far, but, you know, Bertrand Russell told us in The Impact of Science on Society how this works. You have two separate classes, and the one class is groomed to be plebs so that, you know, how did he put it? Act of Science on Society. The way he put it, children will, as in Plato's Republic, be taken from their mothers and reared by professional nurses. It's called kindergarten today. Gradually by selective breeding, kindergarten. Is that an English word? Gradually by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. That's not in these people's view, that's not hyperbolic. We got to get to John Taylor Gatto. A revolt of the plebs would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. And then he adds parenthetically, the Aztecs kept a domesticated alien tribe for purposes of cannibalism. Their regime was totalitarian. But then he goes on, and you think of, I don't know, I've spoken to this in the past. Freud would have to be rewritten, and I incline to think Adler would be found more relevant. That's provocative. The laboring class would have such long hours of work and so little to eat that their desires would hardly extend beyond sleep and food. The upper class, being deprived of the softer pleasures, both by the abolition of the family and by the supreme duty of devotion to the state, would acquire a mentality of ascetics. They would care only for power, and in pursuit of it, would not shrink from cruelty. By the practice of cruelty, men would become hardened. They would turn into little Hillary Clintons. So that worse and worse tortures would be required to give the spectators a thrill. We came, we saw. That kind of thing. You know, cackling like a witch when someone is assassinated. So, I mean, this is how the caste system is intended to work. As Bertrand Russell outlined in The Impact of Science on Society regarding scientific dictatorships like the one we have here in America, for instance. But we are a proxy. And that's something to consider as well. And some people probably know and try to break out of it. Anyway, we'll be right back. Amazing.
Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up.
Welcome back. How about a little more Bertrand Russell before I get back to this other stuff? Gotta play Gatto. Gotta do that. So Russell continues, such possibilities on any large scale may seem a fantastic nightmare. What a weird turn of phrase, a fantastic nightmare. Kind of like the Great War. What's so great about it? But I firmly believe that if the Nazis had won the last war, and if in the end they had acquired world supremacy, they would before long have established just such a system as I have been suggesting. That's funny, because I don't know about you, but I feel, I don't know, kind of like McCarthy a little bit, you know, and the Red Scare. There are Nazis everywhere. Everywhere I turn, seem to be Nazis, but as some have observed, it's worse than that. It's neo-Nazis, which is a far more virulent strain. And So that's ironic. So how did that happen? And I'm pretty sure Bertrand Russell was aware of the cultural Marxist Frankfurt School bent in the 40s being imported by OSS and then, you know, helped along by CIA to denazify the West by nazifying the West. So that's ironic. Now we have neo-fascists and neo-Nazis everywhere that are speaking of reaction, action and reaction. You know, they are the provocation that provokes the response, and the response is patently communitarian. You know, it's, again, it's R2P, responsibility to protect, responsibility to prevent, but it's the same intellectual vanguards and institutions that are promoting this nonsense to be able to try to tamp down the reaction and move us on the dialectical continuum to an increasingly communitarian end. So it's ironic. Continuing, let's see. Western nations would have been converted into becoming collaborationists by the methods practiced in France from 1940 to 44. 30 years of these methods would have left the West in little inclination to rebel. With little inclination to rebel. That's funny, because that's kind of how it feels in America. To prevent these scientific horrors, democracy is necessary but not sufficient. There must be also that kind of respect for the individual that inspired the doctrine of the rights of man. Here, again, we get into the technique of infamy. Let's invent two lies and then get you arguing heatedly over which one is true. The doctrine of the rights of man. What man giveth, man can taketh away. What one man giveth, one man. Okay. So as an absolute theory, the doctrine cannot be accepted. As Bentham said, it was Bentham, not George Bernard Shaw, as I said yesterday. As Bentham said, you know, Russell reminds us, rights of man, nonsense, imprescriptible rights of man, nonsense on stilts. But again, you know, Bentham is one side of the same coin, and you look into this and it's the same utilitarians who are making both arguments that are both, it's a false dichotomy. Again, continuing, we must admit that there are gains, and people will say, then what? What is to be done, Chris? What is to be done, dear comrades? The false dichotomy, again, rests on the question, who decides? It doesn't matter what choices are out in the field. The question is, who decides? Who decides what the options are? So, continuing, we must admit that there are gains to the community so great that for their sake, it becomes right to inflict an injustice on the individual. Klaus Schwab couldn't have said it better himself. This may happen to take an obvious example if a victorious enemy demands hostages as the price of not destroying a city. The city authorities, not of course the enemy, cannot be blamed in such circumstances if they deliver the required number of hostages. In general, right, you can't, but you can't negotiate with terrorists like Klaus Schwab. In general, the rights of man, quote-unquote, must be subject to the supreme consideration of the general welfare. Again, the communitarians couldn't have said it better. And again, I mean, you can hear implicitly who decides. But having admitted this, we must go on to assert, and to assert emphatically, that there are injuries which it is hardly ever in the general interest to inflict on innocent individuals. The doctrine is important because the holders of power, especially in an oligarchy, will be much too prone on each occasion to think that it is one of those cases in which the doctrine should be ignored. Jacinda Ardern comes to mind. Totalitarianism has a theory as well as a practice. Really, as a practice, it means what? Maybe we'll do that and then move on when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now,
Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back. All right. You know, and I forget exactly where it is, but in Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society, he also talks about, speaking of this, you know, the ruling class that would not shrink from cruelty, but by the practice of cruelty, men would become hardened so that worse and worse tortures would be required to give the spectators a thrill. Speaking to what I was mentioning, you know, who knows where any of these people are at? You know, are they, you know, there are some who seem all too willing. Again, Jacinda Ardern, Gavin Newsom, and others come to mind. But, you know, who knows who is making a hostage video and who is more than willing to be a kidnapper? Who knows? Only God knows the hearts of men, the Bible says. So, totalitarianism has a theory as well as a practice. As a practice, Bertrand Russell writes, it means that a certain group, having by one means or another seized the apparatus of power, well, you know, intrigue, deception, low-intensity operations, but, you know, who's counting? Especially armaments and police proceed to exploit their advantageous position. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar. Proceed to exploit their advantageous position to the utmost by regulating everything in the way that gives them maximum control over others. This reminds me of Joan Vion telling us about the public-private partnership. What is it? What is it, dear comrades? What is that video? Let me look real fast, I'll tell you. There's one that, you know, you can find it on several, but let's see if I can find that real fast. Huh. Maybe not. I'll have to look for that. So, anyway, she told us. That's been a while ago now. Why is that not there? Interesting. And, you know, in simple terms, the public-private partnership is organized theft. It's a criminal operation whereby the private, the corporate, can reach through the government and, you know, make the criminal operation seem legitimate and sanctioned, you know, government sanctioned. And it's obviously disingenuous, but it's exactly what Bertrand Russell is describing here. So, this is really going to bother me. I wonder if I can find this. Okay. Interesting. Multitasking is bad for radio. Nope. Thought I knew where it was. I was wrong. Maybe I'll look for that later. That's really troubling. Where is that? Women's History Month, Joan Vion. This is a woman well acquainted with history, I would say. Bertrand Russell. By regulating everything in the way that gives them the maximum control over others. But as a theory, you know, and again, tell me if this strikes a resonant chord these days, but as a theory, it is something different. It is the doctrine that the state or the nation or the community is capable of a good different than from that of the individual of individuals, and not consisting of anything that individuals think or feel. That sounds familiar. There is no individual. There's only community. Well, that's funny. Without the individual, there is no community. So it sounds like an oxymoron. This doctrine was especially advocated by Hegel, who glorified the state and thought that a community should be as organic as possible, which I think this, again, is a kind of an oxymoronic turn of phrase by Russell. But that's what happens when you have a warped, perverted mind, I guess. In an organic community, he thought, excellence would reside in the whole. And it's funny, again, how, you know, John Taylor Gatto dispels these kinds of oxymorons in pointing out that, you know, individual excellence in the alleged organic whole or community is something that we still recognize. But then we have this nonsense that keeps the plebs where they are, and then you, again, you have this widening separation and hero worship and all kinds of weird things. An individual is an organism, and we do not think that his separate parts have separate goods. If he has a pain in his great toe, it is he that suffers, not specially the great toe. So in an organic society, good and evil will belong to the whole rather than the parts. This is the theoretical form of totalitarianism. No wonder all are miserable, even though the government will tell them that they're happy, as Bertrand Russell writes. The difficulty about this theory is that it extends illegitimately the analogy between a social organism and a single person as an organism. The government, as opposed to its individual members, is not sentient. It does not rejoice at a victory or suffer at a defeat. When the body politic is injured, whatever pain is to be felt must be felt by its members, not by it as a whole. With the body of a single person, it is otherwise. All pains are felt at the center. If the different parts of the body had pains that the central ego did not feel, they might have their separate interests and need a parliament to decide whether the toes should give way to the fingers or the fingers to the toes. As this is not the case, a single person is an ethical unit. Neither parts of a person nor organizations of many persons can occupy the same position of ethical importance. The good of a multitude is a sum of the goods of the individuals composing it, not a new and separate good. In concrete fact, when it is pretended that the state has a good different from that of the citizens, what is really meant is that the good of the government or of the ruling class is more important than that of other people. Such a view can have no basis except in arbitrary power. There you go. So the government, as opposed to its individual members, is not sentient. Well, again, to view government as some amorphous thing is disingenuous. I maintain that government is just a euphemism for someone's special interest. So, I don't know. I think we're not careful. It's a short trip from there to Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. That's just my opinion. So back to the Putin thing and then moving on. In an op-ed by journalist Rachel Marsden, published in by RT, Russian state media urged for more light to be shed on the WF's agenda and the people who secretly run the world. RT reports when Canadian parliamentarian Colin Carey of the Conservative Party asked Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government this week how many Canadian ministers were actually on board with the World Economic Forum agenda, quote-unquote, before his connection broke up in the video conference, he and the Canadians he represents deserved an honest response rather than accusations of spreading disinformation, as left-leaning New Democratic Party MP Charlie Angus did. the World Economic Forum, colloquially known as Davos, for those familiar with the annual pilgrimage by the international elite to the eponymous town in Switzerland, has been on the tips of many tongues over the past 2 years, notably within the context of the COVID-19 crisis. Just before the COVID pandemic, on October 15, 2019, the organization announced that it was holding a live simulation exercise to prepare the public, to prepare public and private leaders for pandemic response. A live simulation exercise. Yeah, otherwise known as Event 201, right? If that sounds oddly coincidental, buckle up, because it only gets weirder. Speaking at a United Nations video conference in the fall of 2020, Justin Trudeau raised eyebrows with a hint of a potential link between the global pandemic and the forum. "This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset," Trudeau said. "This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like poverty, inequality, and climate change," he added, evoking a reset concept much promoted by the World Economic Forum from the onset of the pandemic that frames the crisis as an opportunity to fundamentally change the way that developed societies function. The truth is, the Great Reset concept was not new. I think it was actually formalized and formulated in 2015, I want to say, if memory serves. And, you know, obviously these plans, you know, then you have 2016 and the Klaus Schwab announcing the fourth industrial revolution, because he's the grand poobah of everything. And why not? Why can't he say what he, I think he's a kook personally. Very intelligent guy, but a kook nonetheless, you know. And then there are the charming and charismatic types, and that obviously goes along with the sociopathy and psychopathy, which reminds me of Andrew Breitbart's remarks to that effect. You know, he's a very charming individual, but then so was Ted Bundy, so it doesn't mean much. There are a number of uncanny coincidences of timing. And you can see all of these people wanting these, and we hear more and more about opportunities of crisis. Why do we not take them seriously? And is it just because we're feckless children? We've been groomed to be feckless little children? Where is the quote? Can't seem to find anything. Whoops. I digress. There's another quote that reminds me of all of this reimagining, and it's another telling quote. I mean, there's Angus Bergen, obviously, imagining a new moral economy. Only the imagining's already done, as he said, apparently. You know, it's already done years, even decades sometimes in advance. That's what Angus Bergen said at Johns Hopkins. He's letting us in on the big secret, that time for reimagining isn't when the crisis has arrived. You know, there are all of these folks waiting around for the IHOP incident, whether it's LIHOP, MIHOP, HIHOP, whatever. It happened on purpose. They're not fortune tellers. It's you know, amazing. Things just unfold exactly as they predict. So anyway, there are other coincidences. Well, continuing with this article, then in August 2021, Dutch MP Gideon van Meerderen asked Prime Minister Mark Rutte about a letter he wrote to WEF founder Klaus Schwab, in which he said that Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, published on July 9, 2020, within the first few months of the pandemic, inspired him to build back better. The phrase also happens to be the name of U.S. President Joe Biden's legislative agenda. And again, but it dates back to the World Economic Forum, which also includes increased wealth transfer into the murky black hole of climate change and social spending, quote unquote. It would be easy to chalk it all up to creepy rhetorical coincidence if there wasn't an actual link between Schwab, Davos, and elected officials like Root and Trudeau. It's a link about which even Schwab himself has bragged. In 2017, he told an audience at Harvard University's John F. Kennedy School of Government, "What we are very proud of is the young generation like Prime Minister Trudeau. We penetrate the cabinets." He's not kidding. Current Canadian Finance Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland is on the WF's Board of Trustees, along with former Bank of Canada and Bank of England Governor Mark Carney. And there's more. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. "I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. Can't find the Joan Vion thing for the life of me. Thought I saw it somewhere. Apparently I didn't. Anyway, that's frustrating. So, to move on, just some things recently. So Davos 2021, there was Putin, special address by Vladimir Putin, January 27, 2021. You can find that on World Economic Forum. Then fast forward. Well, first, the CNBC coverage. Remember when Bill Gates bought a media, a conglomerate, basically back in, what was it, 97 or something like that? Putin warns of all against all fight if global tensions are not resolved. Fast forward to today, Huffington Post. Vladimir Putin banned from annual meeting of world elites in Davos. Washington Examiner, same thing. Yesterday, World Economic Forum freezes all relations with Russia. Putin was a name that Klaus Schwab mentioned in that sit down with David Gergen at Harvard Kennedy School. Another, an AP article, the latest in Poland. Harris embraces call for war crimes probe of Russia. The latest news on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So, I mean, who knows what's what? Is this more spin? Is this more WWF kind of stuff? You know, the old professional wrestling. Donald Trump was a, you know, celebrity apprentice, world wrestling, you know, fake wrestling president. So he's not a stranger to theatrics is kind of my point. And Ivanka and Chelsea are both WEF, Young Global Leader acolytes. So that's interesting. You know, you wonder, are we being played here? Or, you know, what's actually going on? And a number of folks have noticed that it seems like Vladimir Putin sounds more genuinely American oftentimes than crazy people like Joe Biden. So, you know, to what degree of legitimacy, or what degree of legitimacy do we ascribe to this latest development, and how does that factor into the Ukraine discussion? It's kind of interesting. So, on that note, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was thought-provoking. I hope it was informative. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.